We're celebrating National Community College Month here at Lorain County Community College, and we're doing it from the Commodore Books and More store here on the campus of LCCC. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside Matt Douglas. People are having a great time walking through, checking out some gear, looking at the tech bar, and also shooting some hoops. Our next guests, Ray Carbonell and Erica Campbell with the Lorain County Community College Bookstore, Commodore Books and More. Guys, thank you for the time. And, boy, Ray, I think you were a perfect 10 for 10 shooting hoops in the Papa shot over there. Well done.
I wish I was.
I saw you make all 10. You know, I'm not sure what you saw, but I saw him make all 10.
On the radio, Ray, it all counts.
Right, it all counts. There, I mean, you know, after we say you made 10 of 10, people are going to be trying to sign you up here. You might be nudged a bit to be joining in on these rec leagues and things like that.
After last night, the Warriors may come calling.
This is true.
They just might. Okay, so you guys have a tech bar here.
Correct.
I thought, interesting. What all goes into a tech bar?
Well, we service all kinds of devices, computers, electronics. So you have a need for any kind of repair or any kind of virus removal, whatever it may be, you can stop over at the store here and talk to our service technician here on campus. We try to keep him on here, pretty much throughout the week during class hours, so that way he can get in here and service any kind of computer issues that may come up during the week or during the day.
Now, is this a service only offered to students, or can anyone utilize it?
No, we open it up to the community. Faculty and staff will tend to pop in from time to time and ask any kind of questions that they may have with their devices. So, yeah. Open up to a lot of people.
This kind of like the calm before the storm for you guys as we get closer to finals week with people trading books back in and all that good thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, Chris, our technician here, had a couple of repairs today for some phones. So, yeah, it's we're ramping up to that time where it's going to get a little bit busy here on campus.
How has that whole buyback, sellback process changed over the years? It seems like, that would be one element that maybe hasn't changed a whole lot, but I've heard some different stories about that. The whole buyback, sellback thing has really kind of changed, especially in the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, there's a lot of different venues to resell your books, so that's changed things quite a bit for us. You see a lot more rental activity here on campus, too, so students are taking advantage of different outlets for purchasing their course materials.
Now, here at the Commodore More Bookstore, you guys have way more than books, as we've already discussed, from all the gear that you guys have available. I mean, they've got headsets here. They've got covers for your phone. You guys have iPads back there, all kinds of cool stuff. But anytime you walk into a bookstore, you immediately think about, oh, what kinds of gear do you guys sell? You guys have all kinds of cool gear here. This is amazing in here.
We do. We actually just recently, or within the past year, brought in our Locally Focused, which covers Susan L. Chocolates, GV Art and Design, and several other locally focused vendors. Our Elements Labs, which is 100% all organic soaps, which are just wonderful.
So this is, you can buy local in here as well. That's such a unique aspect, it seems, for a bookstore.
Yes. Like I said, we've been kind of expanding over the past about year. Last year, we had over 50 strawberry sales just for graduation, chocolate-covered strawberries.
I bet. So. Those are amazing. I might buy all 50 of those. But and how does that work? Do they approach you? Do you kind of go out and say, hey, look, we need some chocolate strawberries. Susan L., are you interested?
A little bit of both. So we start the pre-orders early, and then actually we ended up making 3 trips this past Valentine's Day and hitting over 120 sales.
Cool.
So.
Holy
drastic.
Cow.
Yeah.
Well, and you guys also have a lot of other cool local flair going on in here as well. I know you guys have a sign that they're for fresh brewed teas as well. I know they're closely tied in with you guys. And I'm also blown away, too, by the quality of gear that's in here. Back when I was in college, I would always get the request, hey, can you bring me back a sweatshirt? And I would walk into the store and I would say, I don't know that you necessarily want me to bring you back a sweatshirt I see in there. But if I were to walk into the same situation here, I'd probably have to take out a loan because people would want me to keep coming back with more and more gear. Boy, the quality of gear in here is just incredible.
We appreciate that. Yeah. We try to keep it competitively priced as well.
And you guys have a little bit of everything. I mean, for the professional sports teams out there, I'm looking across. I see some Indians gear, some Cavaliers gear. So this could be a one-stop shop for you as well, can't it?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
And I know you guys put a lot of the focus on working with a lot of companies in and around the area. You wanted to really make it local. Was the idea behind that, you know, when you come in here, you know, we want you to be able to get in here and get something that you can't necessarily get anywhere else?
I think it was a little bit of that, but also that we are a community college, so just giving back to the community as well as bringing in the community into the college atmosphere.
Okay, very good stuff. Well, we appreciate you guys hosting us here as well because you let us take up basically an entire corner of the entire Commodore Books and More store over here. So we appreciate you guys hosting us here today. This has been a lot of fun for us, and thanks for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys very much.